Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on King MOX.
Back at as we do get into hour number two of the program. I promise you some stuff about the college football playoff. Those new rankings just came out. I'll do that in a moment. But Maria Kina is hanging out. I've got a couple questions on a couple of your stories that you just went through. I've got questions on many of your stories, but I'm only going to go down the path of two of them. So on the cheese recall,
yes,
they said that the recall initially happened, what, October 4th? Is that what you said?
October 3rd.
Okay. It's December 2nd right now.
This is the first time.
If I have cheese in my refrigerator that I bought on October 2nd.
It's gone.
It's probably gone in the first place. If it isn't, I'm going to look at it and realize that green stuff isn't good. I should probably throw it away.
No, and I ate metal, which is really bad. This is the first time I've ever seen a recall where this has happened, like 2 months before. And then they're like, whoops, it's a lot worse than we thought. and it's a lot of places that it was sold.
Yeah, no kidding. The MoDOT stuff.
Yes.
It's become a rite of passage that we just kill MoDOT every year when a little bit of snow comes down. I get frustrated. If I hadn't lived in other places, maybe I would just think, you know what? This is how it is.
Yeah.
But as somebody who has lived in Kansas, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Georgia, but that doesn't really count because they don't get snow. I have watched states plow snow in an appropriate manner, and here it doesn't happen. And I give credit to like the city of St. Louis. They did a much better job this year.
Yes.
I live in Chesterfield. Credit, and I know plowing Chesterfield is a whole lot different than plowing the state.
Yeah.
But the folks in Chesterfield are on top of it. These roads get plowed immediately. They know what they're doing. And I just don't understand why year after year after year, the MoDOT folks can't do their job.
And what that representative there said, what the legislator said there, was the fact that, you know, it's always the same excuse. Well, it came in earlier than we thought. Well, it came in later than we thought. Well, it was mixed with rain. I mean, there always is an excuse. Now, I realize, and I think one of the really big problems is, I don't think they're staffed properly.
Probably not.
I don't think they have enough people right now. But I don't understand, even if the storm's coming in at 4 o'clock, why you wouldn't be out at noontime already trading the roads. I think that's a question that they need to answer. Why do you wait until the last minute to go out to treat when the storm is, you know, 4 hours later? I don't understand that.
Yeah, and I feel bad being critical because I never want to sound like I'm being critical of like the actual plow drivers.
Right.
Those men and women are so important to what we try to do in this world where we have to get places, and all they can do is take orders from the people above them. But you're right. If the storm comes in 3 hours earlier than you expected it to, well, if you would have been out 5 hours earlier, 6 hours early, that would have gone a long way. Mark Reardon and I have talked about this because he also previously lived in Wisconsin, and he said a lot of it has to do, I guess, property taxes are much higher in Wisconsin than they are in Missouri. So that that's part of the reason that they're able to throw more money at it in Wisconsin. I don't know. I didn't own a house in Wisconsin. I just know, like, my wife and I joke about it all the time. We're like, well, if this was Waukesha, those roads would have nothing on it right now. And we're sitting here watching people slide off the road.
It's true. And I mean, I think you kind of think like places like Wisconsin, you know, they don't mess around. They know it's going to snow. They get out there. And I realize we do not get huge amounts of snow in the wintertime, but I've seen it be an inch. And maybe just mixed with some ice. Mm-hmm. And it's a disaster.
Yes.
And I remember a few years back when people were caught on Highway 44 through the night, that the Missouri Highway Patrol was actually bringing people things to eat.
Hmm.
So that was a really, really bad situation.
They got to get it figured out.
I hope they do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Maria.
All right. Take care, guys.
That's Maria Kina from our news department. You'll hear her again coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. All right. So here's what we've got coming up on the program still this hour. We're going to talk with Billiken soccer midfielder Tanner Anderson. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes or so. And we'll also hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery coming up later on this hour. So here is, I'll go over this one more time. The college football playoff rankings just came out. The second to last, or the penultimate edition of the rankings, after the conference championship games this upcoming weekend, they will then have the final rankings, and we'll see how things play out. The top 12 teams are top four spots: Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech. Key to be in those top four spots. So, you know, a team like Texas Tech, if they stay at number four, they were the big benefactor of Texas A&M losing to Texas this past weekend. Then after that, the next four spots: Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. So if things stayed with them in those four spots, they'd be hosting those first round games. And then 9 through 12, Alabama, Notre Dame, BYU, and Miami. I will admit, I am someone who roots for chaos. It is, maybe I shouldn't, because when chaos enters my personal life, it's terrible. But when we're talking about sports, and we're talking about scenarios, and we're talking about things playing out in weird ways, I root for chaos. So there's a few different scenarios that could play out, and I'd be curious to see what happens. So one of them is, Texas Tech is the number four team. BYU is the number 11 team. If BYU wins, I think both those teams are in the college football playoff. If you're Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark, you're probably rooting for BYU, because that guarantees two teams in the college football playoff. Whereas if Texas Tech beats BYU and beats them by a bunch, depending on what else happens, that might drop BYU below the 12 line. That's not really the chaos that I'm talking about, though. Here's the chaos that I'm talking about. John Camp is here. John, here's what I'm rooting for, to see how it plays out. Alabama is the number 9 team in these college football playoffs. Alabama is playing in the SEC championship, and they are doing so against Georgia. What I am rooting for is Georgia to just wipe the floor with Alabama. Just destroy them. So then Alabama has to fall in the rankings. But guess which team is sitting one spot out? That would be Texas. Texas, ooh, another SEC team. Does Texas move into the top 12, jumping over Alabama, if Alabama loses in the SEC championship game, in which Texas did not even get into? That's what I'm, I want to see that scenario play out.
That's tough. I mean, I feel a lot would have to happen for that scenario to play into real life.
You don't think Alabama just getting shellacked by Georgia couldn't, because Texas A&M, they got beat by Texas and they fell four spots. So,
and Alabama's at 9?
Alabama's at 9. So with them being destroyed by Georgia, also knock them down four spots.
Depends on, what are we talking about, a shellacking? Like, if it's like 30 to nothing?
Yeah, something in that area. 45 to 7.
Yeah, I could possibly see that.
Okay, and then Texas is going to be sitting there just ready to step forward. That's what I'm rooting for in this whole thing, which I probably shouldn't be.
What do you think Tom Ackerman's going to feel like if his Hoosiers beat the Buckeyes and potentially take the number one spot from him?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, if I'm Indiana, how do I say this? If I'm Indiana, I don't think I'm beating Ohio State twice in a month. So, with all due respect to Tom Ackerman and Tamar Scher, I think Gracie Barra is an IU person. To all, there's like this Indiana mafia in the St. Louis sports media. With all due respect to all of my good friends who are Indiana fans, if they take a step back, I think what they maybe should actually be rooting for is Ohio State to beat Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. Depending on how tight it is, that might drop Indiana out of those top four spots, which is tough because then you don't get the first round bye. But if you are legitimately thinking national title for Indiana, which I don't think they're the best team in the country. I think they're just marginally overranked at number two. Like if they were to play Georgia, I think I would take Georgia. It would be almost a toss. I think they beat Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech is a little bit highly ranked at number four. Oregon, Indiana, to me, that would be a toss-up game. Indiana, Ole Miss, I think would be a toss-up game. I know what Texas A&M did last weekend. I still really like Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M might be a half step better than Indiana. But all that being said, if I'm Indiana if my premise is correct that you're not going to beat Ohio State twice in a month, well, I would rather beat Ohio State in the college football playoff than beat them in the Big Ten championship game. So to all my good Indiana friends out there, if Ohio State beats you this weekend, don't be too terribly worried about it.
Do you think that would drop them out of the top four?
Yeah. Well, it depends. If it's a 24-21 game, maybe not. Probably depends on what happens with both Georgia and Texas Tech.
They're the only other 12-0 team with Ohio State, right?
Yeah, so those two teams are 12-0, and then your 11-1 teams are Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. So Georgia, if they go 12-1 with an SEC championship and Indiana loses, that will jump Georgia over Indiana. Texas Tech, a 12-1 team, if they win the Big 12, that would probably jump them over Indiana. So then that puts Indiana at the four spot. And then you start comparing them to Oregon, and Oregon's not going to be playing this weekend. Ole Miss isn't going to be playing this weekend. Texas A&M's not going to be playing this weekend. So that would be, unless Indiana just gets destroyed by Ohio State, I think there's still a pretty good chance they stay in the top four. I can only make the easy Georgia-Texas Tech jumping over Indiana argument. That'd be my thought
there. Yeah.
Alabama actually did something today, which I think is very much connected to this. Alabama was scheduled to play against South Florida next year. If you haven't noticed, South Florida just had a really, really good season. They lost their coach, but they're really set up well, and they've been doing a lot of things in a good spot. So that would be when that game was originally scheduled. South Florida probably did not look like a dangerous team for Alabama. Well, now South Florida looks like a really dangerous team for Alabama. So Alabama today announced that they are not going to play South Florida for next year. That game instead has been pushed back to 2032. And instead, they are going to match up against an FCS team in Chattanooga next year, which is a pretty good FCS program, but they're not going to beat Alabama. Okay, on a surface level standpoint, I understand why Alabama is doing that. Right now, it is just flashing in their face that being in the SEC championship game could potentially hurt them, because if they were not playing in the SEC championship game, their spot in the college football playoff is probably secure. So all of a sudden they're freaking out about next season and what a potential loss like that could do to them. So they're reacting to that. So they're going to push South Florida off. I don't like that. I think you look weak when you do things like that. At the same time, if I'm the athletic director at Alabama, or if I'm the head football coach at Alabama, I want to do everything I can to get my team in the college football playoff as often as possible. And this scenario with Alabama playing in the SEC championship game, again, proves why playing in this conference championship games many times is going to hurt you more than it's going to help you. We are going to take a break. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, the NCAA men's soccer tournament is continuing on. And SLU, they are getting set for a quarterfinal matchup this weekend against Akron. We're going to talk with junior midfielder Tanner Anderson. He joins us next. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. I'll tell you what, the SLU men's soccer team, what a great story. They are still alive in the NCAA tournament. So far, they have picked up wins against Kentucky, Indiana, and Bryant. Up next, they're going to play at Akron coming up on Saturday in an NCAA tournament quarterfinal matchup, and we're very happy to welcome onto the program right now junior midfielder Tanner Anderson. Tanner, thank you for taking some time. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, appreciate you taking the time to have me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about what this run has felt like for you and the team. I mean, this is some special stuff that's going on right now for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a super surreal run so far. Hopefully it ain't done yet. We got Akron coming up, so it's going to be a super big game. But yeah, I think just for the whole group itself, I think this has been a super special run for us. And, you know, you don't get to do this too often. So just cherishing the moments that we have together this season has been super great.
When you get into the postseason, everything is going to be tight. But you guys have played the definition of tight games in the A-10 championship, advancing in PKs, your first round matchup against Kentucky, an overtime win against Indiana, a 1-0 win. Again, 2-2 tie going to PKs against Bryant, and you advanced there as well. What is it like playing in these games that are so incredibly tight right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, in postseason play, everyone that you play is going to be good. So I think it's just finding a way to win in postseason. It's not about playing kind of your best soccer. It's just kind of doing what the match takes and rolling with the punches and kind of doing what it takes to win the game overall. And yeah, I mean, all three matches in postseason that we've had so far have kind of been super close and really tight matches, but that's what we've had all season. So I think just the regular season, our conference schedule really battle-tested us to prepare us for the postseason run that we're having so far.
What are the emotions like, especially that the matchup against Bryant? You've got an opportunity to get into an NCAA quarterfinal, and it goes to PKs as that is taking place. Can you tell me what it feels like in that moment, just observing and being part of it and what that's like?
Yeah, I think in those type of moments, it's all about just kind of soaking it in, kind of soaking in the moment that you're in. They had a good crowd there, and they had some students that were heckling us and our guys. So I think, yeah, in that moment, it's all about just staying focused and going back to what you prepared all week for, focusing on what their strengths were, what their weaknesses are. And I think, yeah, once you get into those moments, it's just all about preparation and just focusing on what you need to do to get the win. And, yeah, whenever you step up to take a penalty, you know, it's all about just the focus and preparation that you've done before and just calm, collected, and hitting your spot.
These last two matchups have been on the road against Indiana and Bryant. You're going to be on the road again coming up Saturday against Akron. Being in a hostile environment, not having the comforts of being at home, what challenges does that bring? But also, is there enjoyment to go along with having success on the road like that?
Yeah, obviously, it's super challenging playing on the road. You know, we'd love to be at Herman. We'd love to be at home in front of the St. Louis community. But, yeah, being on the road this postseason against Indiana and Bryant, and now against Akron, it definitely brings its challenges. And, yeah, there's definitely a joy to being a road killer. So I think, you know, when we go on the road, we want to be road killers. And, yeah, we may be underdogs, but I think you don't got to look at it that. It's just we know what this team can do, and we know what our group can do. And I think it's just going in there knowing and being confident that you're going to get the win. And, yeah, I think there's a joy in – and everyone that we're being hunted right now. So I think when you go on the road, you know, everyone's going to give you your best shot. And I think it's just rolling with it.
Okay. So you mentioned the confidence to go on this kind of run, to get this deep into the NCAA tournament, your team that has to be playing with a lot of confidence. When did that really start for you guys? When did you feel like, okay, this is a group of guys that can come together and go on a really special deep run?
Yeah, I think towards the end of conference play, is kind of when the group kind of clicked all together and kind of realized that we could do something special. I think at the end of conference, yeah, we saw we had a chance to win the regular season of the conference. And then once we did that, we knew we had a super special opportunity to win the double and win the A-10 conference championship. And yeah, so we were able to accomplish the double, and yeah, now we're looking at the really big one, the NCAA tournament. So yeah, we're just focused on making it to the College Cup and, yeah, bringing a national championship back to St. Louis.
I know you've still got a few days until that Akron matchup, but how much have you looked at them on film? What do you know about them? What kind of matchup are you think it's going to be like coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we played Akron earlier this year and we lost to them, so I think it's just going to be a big dogfight. I think going there again, it's going to be a dogfight. We know what they're capable of. We've seen it when we played them earlier this year. And I think we weren't at our best when we played them, and now we are. So I think it's going to be a whole different game than the first go around. So I think, yeah, just going up there, just focusing on the game plan and getting it done and doing what we need to advance to the College Cup in the Final Four.
Yeah, that was a 3-0 loss all the way back at the end of September. Is that something where you guys look at that game and look at what you guys did in it and try to improve upon that? Or is it more about kind of wiping the slate clean because you're not the same team that you were on September 23rd?
Yeah, I think it's kind of both of those. I think you got to look at that game and see what we did well and see what we did bad. And kind of just, yeah, go off that. And then it's also about wiping the slate clean and realizing that, yeah, that game wasn't who we are now. I think since that game, we've been unbeaten. So I think that takes a lot of confidence, and that gives us a lot of confidence knowing that we're unbeaten since that game. So it's been a lot to have another team beat us and get the W. So I think, yeah, just rolling with that and getting it done.
Tanner Anderson, he is a junior midfielder for the SLU men's soccer team. Again, they are playing an NCAA quarterfinal matchup at Akron coming up on Saturday afternoon. Tanner, best of luck, and thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. All the best.
That is Tanner Anderson joining us on the program. That is that's heady stuff when you're playing an NCAA quarterfinal, which they're doing coming up on Saturday. They will be at Akron again. That's a team that they lost to earlier in the year back in late September. 3-0 they lost that matchup, and now they're looking for big revenge this weekend in a very, very important matchup. We will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. He met with the media earlier today. We'll listen into what he had to say. That's coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Flex. Back at it, the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Our schedule tonight, it is a little bit different than normal. Once we get done at 8 o'clock, we will get a little bit of our Gas House Gang replay in, but then we've got some late night Billikens basketball going on this evening as SLU, they are in action. They are out in Los Angeles. They match up against LMU this evening, and that's going to, that's a big game for them. They are 6-1. They're coming off their first loss of the year. That loss against Stanford this past Friday, a game that arguably they should have won. Although if you're going to play that game, you could argue that the night before against Santa Clara, maybe they should have lost that game. So everything seems to equal out. But big game tonight, 9 o'clock for tip-off. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., they will have the call of the game beginning at 8:45. For the St. Louis Blues, they are off today. They are set to return to action coming up when they match up against Boston on Thursday night. That's going to open up a three-game road trip for the Blues. They played yesterday and they lose to Anaheim by a 4-1 score. A few things happening with this team. Not everything great. A lot of injuries here over the last few days, and the most recent one is Nathan Walker, as Walker ends up going down with an injury and he's going to be out for a while. He has been placed on injured reserve. He is going to be reevaluated in 8 weeks due to an upper body injury. The team has acquired forward Akil Thomas from the Los Angeles Kings in exchange for Nikita Alexandrov, and for Thomas, he's going to head to AHL Springfield. The team did bring a player up. More on that in just a moment. Let's start, though, with Walker, as Jim Montgomery spoke today. Absolutely said this is a tough loss for this team.
He's just a heart and soul guy, a guy that plays the right way every night. You can never have enough of those guys. You worry about energy in the locker room because he's an energizer bunny in the locker room, on the bench, a guy that breeds positivity because of his energy.
And when you look at that fourth line now, and we'll see what it actually really looks like coming up tomorrow, but it doesn't have that same physical presence. Oscar Sundquist will probably be involved, but Nathan Walker, now he's injured. Previously, Alexei Toropchenko got injured. Team's just dealing with a ton of injuries. And how that impacts the team, Montgomery says they absolutely need to find guys that can bring a more physical presence.
We lost our two most physical forwards consistently, and the ones that create anxiety on other teams with the forecheck. So, you know, you need guys, Bukestad, you're going to need Matty Joseph, Kaskimaki now coming in. These guys got to replace that kind of anxiety. Now, they can't do it exactly the same. They might not naturally be as physical, but you got to do it with your feet and how you pressure D, whether it's attacking them offensively or pressuring them when they have the puck. You got to be able to create turnovers to sustain and get more offense.
And then just a little bit more on those injuries, because Jimmy Snuggerud's going to be out for a while. Alexei Torpchenko's out for a while. Now Walker's going to be out for a while. Montgomery was asked about handling those injuries, and I thought it was interesting what he said, because while injuries do just happen, also there is a there's a component of the way the schedule is playing out this year, and just playing so many more games in a shorter amount of time. And he think that's impacting things as well.
It's part of the season and the schedule, the way it is now. I think teams are going to be dealing with more injuries than they ever have before. You know, it's a great thing that we play in the Olympics, but the shortened season, it results in games like the 1-0 game that we had against Utah, where both teams are playing at the end of 3 and 4. And when players are tired, I remember reading books on Season on the Brink about Bobby Knight. I think that's the name of the book. That might be the Bulls game. Is it? Yeah. And, like, he used to practice long because his team was never going to be out-prepared. His team was never going to be in better – like, another team would not be in better condition. And if you read the book, you see that they would practice for almost 2.5-3 hours. And that last hour of practice is when injuries occurred, because that's when you pull muscles. It's, you know, it's just your body has so much to give, you know. So that's why it's so valid that, you know, we have people like Ryan Podine on our staff that is able to give us a balance of, you know, what we need to do, when, on what days.
Mentioned to you that they brought up a guy as Alec Zonteri Kasamaki has been brought up from Springfield. And Montgomery says, especially with all these injuries, this is somebody that if he goes out and does his job, there is an opportunity for him to get an extended look.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, it's going to be up to him to earn it game to game, because, you know, there's a lot of players down there that we're high on in Springfield. But, you know, it's up to him. He's got the opportunity right now. He's got the ball is in his hands. We expect he's a real smart player. He's going to bring a lot of those intangibles that you look for in a third and fourth line.
All right, let's get into some of the specifics of the team. There were some interesting things said today by Montgomery. First off, from a defensive standpoint, it absolutely has been better recently. And Montgomery did say that they've changed a lot of what they've done defensively over the last few weeks.
Our defensive zone has completely been overhauled. You know, we're more aggressive with our physical contact and are engaging one-on-one.
Is it just more man? Is it?
The simplest term, yeah. It's more man coverage than it was zone coverage. And, you know, so far, the results have been positive compared to the way it was before.
So he mentions there that it's more man as opposed to zone, and he talked through some of the advantages that go along with playing that way.
Positives are your goalies get to see more pucks. It's a lot easier to box out when you're playing man-on-man than it is a zone. If you watch statistically with analytics, I think Carolina and Florida the last 3 years, not including this year, but if you want to include this year, Carolina, I think, has slipped a little bit that way. But they're two of the top four teams, and they play man-on-man. And it's because when you play man-on-man, those second-chance rebounds aren't as prevalent because there's not as many loose sticks compared to as a zone.
The team is still simply just not scoring enough goals, and that lack of scoring is something that he did not expect from this team.
No, I would say it's a surprise that we're not scoring more than we have. You know, I think that you start the year off and everybody has goals and objectives to meet, and everybody's in a, in an incredible mindset. And then when things don't go your way, there's a transition into losing confidence. When you lose confidence, you wonder what you're not doing. And that's where us coaches come in. We got to help the players out to show them clips of last year, what they were doing right when things were going right. And I would say that, you know, right now the team, if you eliminate the post four nations, it's not too dissimilar, you know, give up more goals early on, not scoring as many goals right now as last year. That would be the difference.
And then finally from Montgomery, there's always such a focus on Jordan Kyrou and what he happens to be doing at any given moment. Sometimes it feels like he's playing better than the stats would indicate. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. But as far as the way things are going right now, Montgomery is pretty happy with how Kyrou is playing, especially the effort that he gave last night.
Yeah, he was dynamic last night, using his feet to drive back door to create offensive opportunities. Scored on one, just missed on two others. And that's the kind of anxiety different players bring to other teams, right? They were aware of him, and they... you know, but overall on the season, I would say Jordan has not gotten to the same amount of areas, scoring areas, as he did last year. Some of that, you know, is team related. Some of that is, you know, personally, individual related.
That is Jim Montgomery speaking with the media. Blues had a two-game winning streak come to an end yesterday when they lost Anaheim 4-1. They've lost a number of players to injury, and now they go on the road to play Boston, Ottawa, and Montreal. Over their next three games, they will not play another home game until Tuesday, December 9th, when they match up against Boston. We'll take a break, have more. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of the program. You are locked in to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back out on KMOX, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line. Starting to wrap things up again. We'll get done here, and then we'll get you our Gas House Gang replay just for a little while, though, because we've got Billikens basketball tonight. They are playing out on the West Coast. They are in action this evening as they're going to take on LMU. Coming off their first loss of the year, just a really tough loss on Friday against Stanford, 78-77, where they lost pretty much on a last-second kind of fluky shot. The shot was kind of fluky, but there were a lot of fluky things that happened down the stretch of that game, and eventually they do end up losing. But so far, so good for the most part for the Billikens, and we'll see what they can do tonight as they match up against LMU. Again, that's a 9 o'clock start, and that means our pregame coverage is going to begin at 8:45. Just a couple more things on baseball before we get out of here for the night, and I mentioned this a little bit during Rush Hour Sports. It feels like certain areas of the free agent market are starting to pick up. And every time somebody comes off the board, that creates a little bit more urgency for other teams that have those same needs to maybe get involved with what's still out there. And eventually nothing's out there, not a lot is out there, and then the trade market will pick up. But I think it's notable that two back end of the bullpen pitchers that are available have each come off the board pretty early here in free agency. Former Cardinal Ryan Helsley, he agreed to a two-year contract with the Baltimore Orioles. And then Devin Williams, a St. Louisan, he agrees to a three-year deal with the New York Mets. Now, he may cover the ninth inning in New York. He may not. They bring him in with the idea that he's available for them in the ninth inning, but they are still in on the Edwin Diaz market. They would love to bring Diaz back, and reportedly, Devin Williams is okay. That if Diaz is back, Williams is okay being the eighth inning guy. That's a role he's had before. When he was in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee had Josh Hader, Williams was in that eighth inning spot, and he was really, really good. Then he moved into the closer's role, and he was really, really good. Then he got traded to the Yankees, and he was really, really bad to start the year. And then he was really, really good for a lot of the year, and then he struggled again at the end of the year. But there was always going to be interest in him. And this Williams deal, it's interesting because there's no opt-outs, there's no options, there is a $6 million signing bonus that is spread out over the 3 years. As far as Ryan Helsley goes, he gets the two-year contract. It does include an opt-out after the first season. So it's 2 years, $28 million. But if he has a spectacular bounce back season, he's got the opportunity to opt out. It also could be somewhat connected to what's going to happen with the labor situation next year, where players are going to, if players are opting out of deals, they're probably going to have to be evaluating whether or not they think it might be some sort of extended work stoppage, or if they might be in a better position or a worse position, either as a free agent or as somebody who is under contract. But there's still some guys out there. We talked about Edwin Diaz, another guy with local connections, Pete Fairbanks, is out there. He's reportedly garnering a lot of interest. So good to see at least the relief pitching market move a little bit. And now we'll see what else might happen. But there's a lot of smoke right now when it comes to Major League free agency, and that's good, especially leading into the winter meetings. And you hope that means there's going to be a very active winter meetings. Again, I'll be there. I'm going in this weekend. We'll be doing Sports Open Line and Rush Hour Sports every day from the winter meetings. We'll be talking with a lot of folks. So for full winter meetings coverage, we'll do updates throughout the day. We'll have it for you. I'll start talking to you from Orlando beginning on Sunday. That is it for the show, though, tonight. Thanks so much for being tuned in with us. Remember, we've got Gas House Gang for a little while, and then we've got Billikens Basketball tonight, as they are going to have a pregame at 8:45 for the 9 o'clock tip at LMU. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. on the call. Have a wonderful night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow for more Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.